This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Federal government and Walmart are alleging that the price of canned tuna is being fixed by U.S., Thai, and Korean seafood dealers. Shareholders of ExxonMobil voted by a 62% margin over a management recommendation that the company disclose more about the impact of global warming on its business, and a victory for activists and environmentalists who lost with only 38% on the same resolution a year ago. Suicide bombing in Kabul, Afghanistan, among the worst of the war, killed more than 80 and injured 400 when a truck exploded near the presidential palace and foreign embassies. In 2015, more than 25,000 people in the United States died from overdosing on opioids, more than twice as many as a decade before. The state of Ohio has now sued drug makers for misleading pharmacists, doctors, and the public over the risk. According to the National Transportation Safety Board, bicycle deaths occur most often between 6 and 9 p.m. Population on food stamps in the U.S. has swollen since the Great Recession to almost 48 million in 2013, up from 28 million 5 years ago and 44 million today. An analysis of 250,000 bank accounts by J.P. Morgan Chase Institute, a nonprofit research arm of the bank, found that roughly 80% of households had an insufficient cash buffer to manage the mismatch between income and expenses in a given month. They found only households with $105,000 or more in annual income are secure against financial change and mishaps. 41% of all hourly workers say they are not given more than a week's notice of their schedule, and almost half have little or no say on their work hours. Express Scripts, the nation's largest pharmacy benefits manager, has sued Kaleo, the maker of Ezio, the injectable overdose treatment, for increasing prices by 500% last year and not paying them $14.5 million. European regulators have found that Twitter removed hate speech from its network less than 40% of the time after the content had been flagged by the company. Researchers at USC found that about 20% of the election-related conversation on Twitter in 2016 was generated by automatic bots, not real people. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and his bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Unions, Social Policy Magazine, Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.